Renewable Kerry on Kerry Today. Brought to you in association with Renewable Energy Ireland. Energy powered by nature.
And the start of a new weekly series here on Radio Kerry, which explores how the kingdom is at the vanguard of the renewable energy revolution. And our first guest this morning is Jim Breslin. Jim is chair of Renewable Energy Ireland, and they are a partnership between Ireland's leading sustainable energy associations. And Jim himself has many years of experience in public policy implementation. He has a certificate in business and climate change from the Cambridge Institute for Sustainable Leadership at the University of Cambridge. Good morning and welcome to Kerry Today, to Radio Kerry. Jim, thank you for joining us this morning. Jim, in some ways we live in rum times, because never has renewable energy become so important for Ireland as we make that transition away from fossil fuels. But on the other hand, you're seeing in the United States where the Trump administration is they're trying to get people to re-embrace coal, and they've even launched a mascot called Coley to push the coal industry. So while there's a lot to be positive in these times, but they are challenging too, aren't they?
Good morning, Trasa. Yeah, this is a messy transition that as we move from fossil fuels to renewable energy, we're going to find that transition is not entirely linear. You can see, for political reasons in the US, they've taken a particular approach. They have a very different setup in the US. They have coal, they have shale gas, they've quite an amount of indigenous fossil fuel supply. We don't have any of that. Anything we need at this stage in terms of fossil fuels other than the Karrib gas field, we have to import. And it leaves us highly exposed geopolitically. Most of the concentration of fossil fuels in the world is in politically risky areas, and it's very difficult to get it extracted, transported around the globe, and for us to be at the end of that supply chain is a very precarious place to be. So it's not just about a cleaner renewable energy future, it's also about one that's more secure and one where we have control in our own hands and prosperity in our own hands, both regionally and nationally.
And what is the state of play in 2026? What is the role of renewable energy in our country's economy?
Yeah, well, it's hugely important. There's a really big transition going on, as I said. We have significant amounts of renewables being generated on a daily basis, whether that's through wind, solar, biofuels, a whole range of energies that are now being generated on the island, and in a much quicker way. So when the wind blows, it creates with a turbine an electron, and that's immediately available within that locality for usage. The same for solar. So we don't have all of that logistical difficulty of trying to tap into transport of fossil fuels and being at the end, as I say, of a supply chain. We have a very good onshore renewable system. We have, including in Kerry, generators, significant amounts of onshore wind and solar, and all of that is getting built out. The next phase in the renewable transition will be the development of offshore capacity, and we're going to see that in the next few years with significant developments on the east and south coast, and that will come in the next phase to the west coast, to the Atlantic, where winds are at their highest, so the yields will be strong, but also waters are deep and rough. So the development of that technology will take place a little bit later than the first phase.
And yesterday, the Wind Energy Ireland published their annual report. And this report showed that wind farms in Ireland, they're providing a third of the country's electricity in last year, in 2025. And also that Kerry was the county that was leading the country as the top producing county for wind power.
Yes, Kerry is about 13% of all installed wind energy. So a top performer. Partly you're very well positioned with very high winds coming off the Atlantic. So onshore wind, really good high winds producing renewable energy in Kerry, and also solar and other technologies being deployed around the county. And it's not just in the generation that you're playing a strong role. You're also playing a strong role in the industry that supports renewable energy. So firms like Enercon in Tralee that service wind turbines, having jobs located within the county, to be part of the whole renewable energy transition. And what I would say going forward is this is a very different economic opportunity than what we've seen in the past, where economic opportunity is concentrated either where big populations are or where fossil fuel supply is at its greatest. Because renewable energy is decentralized, that's going to allow for jobs that are associated with energy to be decentralized. So Kerry will be really well positioned to offer renewable energy to enterprises that want to locate in the county and be able to say, we have clean, we have secure energy in Kerry. Come here. We've an energy park. We'll be able to support you in your energy needs going forward.
And what would you say to anyone that is brilliant? It is important for the sake of the planet, and it's also important for the sake of the Irish economy that we are making this successful shift to renewables. But that sometimes, and we have heard in this programme, that maybe parts of Kerry, this county, and indeed particular parts of it, including North Kerry, that there's an abundance, or maybe there is a lot of renewable energy development, and people say, oh, it's, yeah, I know, but it's another wind farm, and they have, it's not always something that's popular with people, especially if it's very close to their homes.
Sure, and obviously there's a planning process, and everybody gets to have their say in that, and good planning demands that. But this is very much about mixed use. It's not about any one technology or any one application dominating an environment. This brings jobs, adds economic resilience and value to a local economy. So what I would say is it will make for a stronger regional, a stronger county, and a stronger local economy to have renewable sources of generation, both because the benefits of that back into the community. So 5 million in rates in Kerry from wind alone, half a million in community benefits from wind alone. So there are benefits to communities, but also to what I said earlier, jobs being located within those communities. So people getting both part-time and full-time roles, staying in these communities and not having to emigrate in the way that traditionally has been the case.
And just this chat reminds me, back in December, I think it was, we ran a news story from, I think, Scandinavian renewable energy company, Ørsted, I think they're called. They're based they have wind farms in Kilgarvan in the South Kerry area, close to Kenmare. And it was announced that up to 100 homes in Kerry would be getting free hot water after surplus renewable energy was generated from those wind farms in Kilgarvan. Can we expect to see more of this happening if this shift to renewables is successful and remains successful?
Absolutely. It's part of the government's renewable energy support scheme that there are community benefits made available to the communities where energy is being generated, so turbines or solar. And so there's an ability to partner with developers to tap into that and make sure that it benefits the local community. So, for example, one turbine alone would generate the power that could fuel 1,500 houses. Now, obviously, there's cost to be incurred in developing turbines and so on, but there could be a benefit in terms of cheaper energy or indeed community initiatives that want to be taken in that locale. So I think that is the way of the future and will be a requirement. It's very important that there's support for these developments, and that's part of building that support.
And may I ask you, we do live, could you talk to us a bit more in terms of renewable energy? We've heard so much about energy independence, particularly since the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, and not being reliant on rogue nations for our energy supply. How does renewable energy and generating here, how does that all hang?
Yeah, so 82% of Ireland's energy needs are met from imports. As I said earlier, the only place that we're getting fossil fuels is from the Corrib gas field, and that's depleting rapidly. So 74% of our natural gas comes from two interconnectors to the UK and the remainder from the Corrib gas. So we're highly insecure if we are to depend on fossil fuels. And we saw that with the invasion of Ukraine, where immediately we incurred price spikes in both fossil fuels and in electricity from fossil fuels. So it's a really important transition that we take ownership of how we access our own energy and that we're able to generate that and store that on the island. And we're starting to see that in everyday life. Like, it's not, this is not science fiction. These are not technologies that haven't been invented. Both the generation, the turbines, the solar, but also the application of renewables is now starting to be very, very obvious to us in our everyday life. So that could be your neighbor putting solar panels on the roof. That could be you getting the electric bike or moving over to an induction cooking and away from gas cooking. So this is all starting to happen, and we're going to see more of that. I suppose what hasn't happened is the full connection of all of those elements hasn't taken place at the system level and the scaling up of our system so that 80-90% of our energy is generated from the renewables. We're on that transition, but we're not there yet. Kind of big steps along the way. We will see our electricity being generated from renewable energy and not from fossil fuels. So that'll be through the meter, and people won't see that, but they'll benefit from it. But also things like transport. We'll see very high user of fossil fuels. You're going to see that migrate, not just EVs moving into electric and away from diesel and petrol, but you're going to see buses transitioning, you're going to see trains transitioning. So the kind of DART service that you have in the Dublin area, you're going to see on the busy intercity lines, you're going to see electrification. On other lines, probably battery electric for trains. You're going to see big transport trucks moving towards battery with big megawatt chargers distributed around the country. You're going to see aviation and shipping, some of that on shorter routes, perhaps electric, but you're going to see it moving to biofuels, hydrogen, those type of fuels. So all this is our future, and it's important that as communities, as counties, as a country, we get ourselves ready for this, and we put all of the building blocks that are going to be needed to help everybody move forward on that transition.
So, Jim, you're saying this transition to renewables, it will result, and is it possible to give a timeline, electrification of trains, battery electric trains? Oh, we'll all witness that in Kerry. It's not something that will be limited to Dublin and the big cities.
No, absolutely not. And indeed, if you think about heating, the same will happen in Kerry on heating. You're going to see less fossil fuels used in the heating space. More electric or more biofuels. So you're going to see heat pumps being much more widely dispersed. In towns like Tralee, you potentially see district heating application where a link up the hospital of the university and of houses and perhaps a data centre starting to work off the same heating supply. So district heating solutions rather than single solutions. And you're going to see retrofitting a building stock to make that a very comfortable lifestyle, a very comfortable place to live. So all of this is already happening. How quickly does it take? It's really important that it happens as quickly as possible, because as every day goes by, we're adding more emissions into the atmosphere. And it's the stock of emissions in the atmosphere that's causing the climate crisis. So the sooner we make the change, the better. But having said that, we don't see this happening in a matter of months or even in a matter of a year or two. This is going to be a decade or more that the transition will be required. So we have targets for 2030. There's EU targets for 2040. And we have global commitments for 2050. So that's the type of time frame you're going to see increasing uses of renewable energy and fossil fuels really being all but eliminated from our energy usage.
Well, thank you so much for outlining that. We've been joined by Jim Breslin, who's Chair of Renewable Energy Ireland, who's been speaking in our inaugural new weekly slot called Renewable Kerry. And if you've any questions, if you've any thoughts, you can email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie. The Renewable Kerry slot will be back this day week at 10:40 on Radio Kerry on the Kerry Today Show.
Renewable Kerry on Kerry Today. Brought to you in association with Renewable Energy Ireland. Energy powered by nature.